What is up, my beautiful people? It is Jada Monet with Jada's Thoughts with the Talks, where we talk about everything. And today we're going to be talking about being misunderstood. Like, I know we got some people out there that have always felt misunderstood some way and somehow just felt misunderstood. And we're just going to hop right into it because that's what we're here for. We're here to listen. We're here to improve. We're here to, you know, get some insight on life and some inspiration. So let's hop right into it. So often misunderstood is like very challenging, and it's a very hard situation that nobody wants to be in, because it's like we often want people to understand us, especially when we're having deep conversation with people and opening up about certain situations. We want people to understand where we're coming from, or even when we're just expressing ourselves in a happy way, we still want people to understand us. But certain people just don't understand you, and we have to realize, like, that is okay. If they don't understand us, that's okay. Because you want to know who does understand you? God understands you. He understands you more than any human being on earth. He understands you. So we should not beat ourselves up about nobody really understanding us, because that's just make us realize that we are brighter and we are wiser. Everybody is not meant to figure you out, and everybody's not meant to know what you got going on in your mind. Especially certain things that you just have to keep to yourself, and certain things that you're going to only have to understand, and you're going to have to accept that you just understand it, and that's fine. It doesn't make you no less of a person that nobody else understands you, and that you may understand what you're saying in your mind. And being misunderstood can also, like, be very frustrating, because sometimes you could, you know, express your ways and pour out your feelings to someone, and they're just really not validating what you're saying. They're not really, you know, taking heed to what you're actually saying and trying to feel you on the level that you are feeling at that time. They just basically tune you out, and they don't really give you that type of affection that you feel they should give you. And that can often make us feel misunderstood in a way, because it's just like, dang, like, I'm literally here expressing myself and they're not even validating my feelings at this time. And I really trust this person and I'm really comfortable talking to this person, but they're not really taking my feelings serious right now. Like, they're not even taking it like they care. And that can make someone feel misunderstood, because it's like you're in your head like, dang, what is really going on in my mind right now for them not to understand? Like, am I crazy or something? Am I speaking bad things out of my mouth right now? Is what I'm saying out of my mouth not making any sense for them to not take my feelings into accountability? Like, what is going on? And I'm just here to say, it's nothing wrong with you. It's just, they just probably can't put a finger on, like, who are you? Like, they just don't know the person you are deep down inside. They just don't know that. And that's fine, because, like I said before, God knows who you are deep down inside. He knows when you're hurting. He knows when you're frustrated and angry. He knows when you're tired and you're weak. He knows when something is, like, bothering you to the point where you can't even think. He knows what's bothering you. He knows how to solve those issues with inside of you that you're dealing with. So it's like, if the people that we open up to and we feel misunderstood by, we should just go to God about it, because he's going to be the one that can solve all of our problems anyway. So it's like, why not vent to the person that is going to help us? Yes, it feels good to get it all out sometimes, and sometimes we don't need help. Sometimes we just want to get it all out, which is fine. But certain situations that you want some change out of, we should go to God about, because He's the way maker and the miracle worker. He could change all things in the blink of an eye. So I feel like we should go to the King for Him to change the things in our lives that we're going through. And being misunderstood is it could be depressing sometimes, because it can make you want to shut down, because you feel as though like nobody really wants to listen to what you really have to say. And when you do talk, it's kind of like no one is really listening. It's like they're tuned out. And it's just like, wow, are they really listening to me or what? And it's just like I said, it goes with they're not really validating of what you're saying. Like you could be talking about something serious and something that is exciting to you, and they're not even like tuning in to what you're saying. They're tuning out. They're tuning you out in their mind, and that can make a person be misunderstood. And misunderstood, I really forgot the definition of misunderstood. It's basically just misused. Not really misused, but misunderstood. It's just misunderstood. Like you don't misinterpret. That's the word. Just misinterpret. Misinterpret. Like you interpret me in a way that you see me, but in reality, I'm not that. It's like you see me this way, but in the inside, I'm not even that way that you're even viewing me. That's the definition of misunderstood, is being misinterpreted. People look at you one way, and you're not even the way they perceive you in their minds. You're like not even near the way they perceive you in your mind. That's how you give like someone can make you feel misunderstood, because they're trying to make you feel like something that you're not. And that just goes with a lot of things. I hate that I get so like my mind just goes blank sometimes when I'm talking about these certain topics. But y'all just bear with me, and it's gonna come back. It's gonna come back. It's gonna come back. I don't y'all hate like when your mind just go blah sometimes when you talking about something like deep. Like I hate that. Maybe I need to just start like writing down my stuff when I'm, hopping on these episodes and talking with you guys. But this podcast is like, it's all part of like a journey, And y'all gonna see my ups and downs through this. Y'all gonna hear me stumble on my words. Y'all gonna hear all that, man, because I'm trying to be my authentic self. I'm trying to be my authentic self. So y'all gonna see my ups and downs on this podcast for real. And someone out here is gonna listen to it. They're gonna understand it. They're gonna feel it. They're gonna feel that warmth of what I'm saying out of my mouth. But I'm here to say, man, being misunderstood is not a bad thing. And it's really something that we really gotta ask ourselves too. We have to ask ourselves, why are we being misunderstood? Why do you feel misunderstood? We have to really ask ourselves that, because sometimes the person probably don't even know that they're not really hearing you. They're probably not even trying to make you feel misunderstood. It's just something within yourself that you have to fix and notice within yourself before we go start, blaming other people of not hearing us properly. So we have to look at ourselves in the mirror first before we go pointing fingers at other people. We have to take accountability of our own actions and what we do. But every time that I feel misunderstood, I just talk to God about it. Because I'm to a point in my life where I don't really want to open up or talk to anyone about certain situations. I just go to God about it because he's the only one that can fix the issues that I'm going to him about. And he's the only one that can really comfort me in the way that I need. And he could take that thoughts, that pain, and that feeling away from me. Yes, a human being can probably take that away for that time, but he could take it away for a lifetime and instantly. If he really wanted to, he could take it away instantly. And I'm just like going to God about everything because he's like my best friend, because I could just sit there and talk to him and talk to him and talk to him. Like, he understands me, man. Like, he understands me. He doesn't make me feel misunderstood. Like, he understands me wholeheartedly. Everything that I'm saying out of my mouth, he understands me. So it's like, why not talk to him? Why not talk to them, to the God that created me, and talk to the Son of God, Jesus, that died for my sins? Like, why not talk to them? It's a beautiful thing to do. And it's a heart-filling thing to do. And y'all know that song, Rod Wave, like, and I'm so misunderstood, even couldn't, and I would, and I don't get it. Yeah, I messed up the lyrics a little bit there, but like, man, that song do be hitting different. It do be hitting different. I can't even lie to y'all, it be hitting different. But, like, man, like, misunderstood is just something that is just so hard to explain, because we all go through our ways of being misunderstood, and it's just, I feel like it's just I just feel like being misunderstood is like something that you're just different, and you're just different that people can't figure out. It's just something in you that is just different. And it's not meant for them to figure out. And being different is okay. It's okay to be different. We're all different in our own ways. We're not going to understand other people. They're not going to understand us. And it's okay to be different. Who doesn't want to be different? Who wants to be the same? Because if we are all the same, this world would be boring. Because we all think alike, we all do the same thing, we have to be different in our own way. So if you ever feel misunderstood out there, it's okay. You just different, you just brighter, you just more beautiful, more handsome. You are just more wiser. So don't ever belittle yourself every time you feel misunderstood. And if you feel as though nobody's really understanding you, talk to God. Because I promise you. Peaky, promise you that. God understands you. I promise you, he does. Go to him, talk to him, open up your heart to him. Just talk to him as you talking to a human being right in front of you. Because God is spirit. So just talk to him as if he's sitting dead in front of you, on the side of you, or whatever. Just talk to him like you're talking to your friend. Open up your heart to him. And tell him that you feel misunderstood. And maybe he could fix that in your heart and show you why you feel misunderstood. But this is the end of Jada's thoughts with the talk. And I hope you guys and girls have a beautiful day and a beautiful night. And y'all keep shining, keep grinding, keep striving, and stay motivated. Thank you for this episode.